Hey, gorgeous. Welcome back to the show. How are you feeling today? I know that can be a loaded question when you're feeling hormonal, which is why I'm glad you're here. Because in this episode, we're going to dive into perimenopause and why it's just so difficult to get help dealing with it, especially from our doctors. I'm going to go through all of the ins and outs of perimenopause in our traditional medical system, and specifically give you 5 reasons why your hormone blood tests keep coming back normal. Let's get started. Welcome to Are You There Midlife? It's me, Monica. Hi, I'm Monica Topetti, wife, mom, health coach, and hormone imbalance survivor. And I'm on a mission to help women in midlife balance hormones naturally without drugs, doctors, or divorce. Are you tired of dealing with heavy, painful periods that look like a crime scene? Are you sick of struggling with anxiety, fatigue, or brain fog that... What was I just saying? Are you frustrated doing all the things to lose weight, but still packing on pounds faster than a real housewife changes Birkins? Girl, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I spill the tea on what to expect in perimenopause and beyond. From IBS to insomnia, bloating to funky body odor, I'll unpack all the weird stuff happening inside our midlife bodies, plus give you the latest science and holistic solutions to manage it all. So ditch the Spanx and hop on board the Hot Mess Express. Let's do this. Disclosure, I am not a doctor, and I love doctors. Okay, maybe love is a little strong, except for Derek Shepherd on Grey's Anatomy. Him I loved, but what I mean is, if I'm sick and I need an antibiotic, I take it. If it's time for my pap, or the doctor says it's time to get a colonoscopy or a mammogram, well, my last mammogram, that's a topic for another episode, but suffice it to say, I am all in for medical care. But I also think there's a danger of becoming too reliant on doctors and a belief system, at least here in the US where I live, that tells us it's normal to completely leave our bodies in the hands of experts and to check our own thoughts and feelings at the door. I can't tell you how many women I've talked to in tears who've lost trust in their bodies, in themselves, in their doctors, and it breaks my heart. I 100% get it because I've been there. Gynecologists who gaslight you and tell you, nothing's wrong, you're perfectly fine, even though you feel anything but. Primary care physicians who tell you to tough it out, or offer you antidepressants as a cure-all for all of your symptoms. Specialists who tell you the solution for weight gain, fatigue, sleeping problems, fill in the blank, is eat less and take HRT. And hormone blood tests that your doctor finally agrees to run, only to come back WNR, within normal range. Ugh! Here's the thing. Doctors definitely play a critical role in managing our health. But somewhere along our lives, we've given doctors and pharmaceutical companies authority outside of our own judgment to tell us how we feel and what our bodies need. And we've become disempowered. At the same time, I think personally that we put way too much pressure on what our doctors can actually do for us, especially when it comes to perimenopause and menopause. Now, that's a topic for a whole other episode also, but here's the reality. Our current medical system is primarily focused on sick care or disease care. And since perimenopause and its related hormone imbalances aren't considered a disease, the system has little answers for us. It's no wonder that according to a recent study, 45% of all women surveyed reported that their primary healthcare provider did not take their perimenopause symptoms seriously. What I've learned over the last 10 years or so going through perimenopause, menopause, and now postmenopause is that the first step in gaining back control of my body and my health was becoming educated. Knowledge truly is power. So that's why in today's episode, I want to share 5 reasons why your hormone blood tests keep coming back normal, even though you feel like a hot mess. Are you ready? Okay. Number 1, traditional lab tests were created to detect major diseases like cancer, not the more subtle or subclinical hormone imbalances that women in perimenopause tend to experience. This is also true when it comes to blood labs and other conditions like autoimmune diseases and food allergies. What this means in practical terms is that the normal ranges on most lab test results are determined by averaging the results of women, are you ready for this? Ages 20 to 80. Yeah. Furthermore, the range of what is considered normal in traditional blood tests is so vast that nearly anyone in perimenopause who didn't have some really off-the-chart numbers due to, like, cancer would pretty much be considered normal. Let me give you an example. Let's take estradiol. In traditional medicine, a level of 30 to 400 picograms, 30 to 400, that's a big range, per milliliter is within normal range. But if you ask most functional medicine doctors, they would argue that a result of anything over about 150 picograms per milliliter means you are actually estrogen dominant. Here's reason number 2. Traditional test results are a measure of our hormones 1 minute of one moment in our cycle. Now, our cycles and our hormones are constantly in flux, so it's nearly impossible to get an accurate or consistent result. Now, that said, there are certain days of your cycle when results for certain hormones tend to be more accurate. For example, if you're testing your estrogen, you want to make sure you get your lab work done on days 16 through 24 of your cycle. And if you're testing your FSH, which is your follicle stimulating hormone, progesterone, and LH, your luteinizing hormone, results are most accurate on day 3 of your cycle. Of course, this can be a little tricky to figure out if you're not exactly sure where you are in your cycle because you're experiencing irregular periods. Also, it might be something that you have to pay for out of pocket since most insurances don't cover multiple lab tests on multiple days. Reason number 3, traditional lab tests often aren't comprehensive enough. Now, if you decide to go ahead and ask your doctor to run lab tests, it's so important that you make sure you are getting the right hormones tested. So what do I mean? Estrogen is made up of 3 different estrogens: estrone, estradiol, and estriol. But if you want to get the most accurate results, you only want to test for estradiol. Likewise, when testing for your thyroid, most conventional doctors will order lab panels that test for TSH and T4. But that doesn't always tell the whole story. Make sure to ask your doctor to at least get your T3 tested as well. Reason number 4. Traditional blood tests are not always the best measure of certain hormone levels. I'm going to let you know, this is something that's widely debated amongst physicians, especially when it comes to traditional medicine versus functional medicine doctors. But there is evidence that multiple blood tests for estrogen and progesterone are best. So estrogen and progesterone blood tests, and ideally multiple tests to establish a trend. In terms of cortisol and DHEA, saliva or dried saliva tests called Dutch tests may be best for testing those hormones. So ideally, you want to use different tests to test different hormones. I know, it's very complicated and confusing. To make matters worse, we get to reason number 5. You get your results back and they say normal. You have to keep this in mind. Normal is not the same as optimal. What do I mean by that? No matter what your lab tests say, you have a right to feel healthy and symptom-free. If your symptoms have become so severe that they are now starting to affect the way you feel about yourself, your relationships with others, and the way you live, chances are you have a hormone imbalance. So before you accept your latest lab results as Bible, make sure to discuss how you're feeling with your doctor. Determining whether you are in perimenopause or have a hormone imbalance, or both, can usually be figured out by just taking a deeper dive and reviewing your medical history, your menstrual cycle, and your symptoms. So there you have it. 5 reasons your hormone blood tests may be coming back normal. Now, if you're tired of getting lab results that say everything is fine, even though you feel everything but, and you're frustrated with your doctor because he's now refusing to run a more complete blood panel, or he thinks your symptoms are in your head, then you need to click the link in the show notes and take my free hormone quiz. This self-assessment was actually originally developed by 3 functional medicine doctors, and it evaluates symptoms for 9 of the most common subclinical hormone imbalances for women in perimenopause through postmenopause. Finally, I'd like to wrap up today's episode with this week's thump on the head. It comes from author Susan McNamara, who says, quote, "The time for relying on outer authorities is over. It is your body. It is yours to take care of." Hey, friend. Can I call you friend? Because I already feel like we're friends in my head. Did this podcast teach you something, make you laugh, or feel less like an alien? If so, I would be so incredibly grateful if you could take just 60 seconds to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the number one way you can thank me and support the show. Until next week, stay cool and keep away from sharp objects.